Most gearheads want their cars to sound like finely tuned performance machines, and not like oversized lawnmowers. Oh, wait for it. There we go. That second engine belongs to a hybrid race car built by the students at La Université de Sherbrooke in Quebec. They're one of around 40 teams who have come to New Hampshire to compete in the world's premier competition for student-built hybrid race cars. The students spend thousands of man-hours to design and assemble these cars. Ira Goldberg with the University of Michigan says for the last 6 months, his team has been living and breathing their car.
We've had our struggles along the way. We're kind of working to try to get our car finished and together. As you can imagine, it's been very complicated. So down the home stretch, we've had people just there 24 hours. I know some guys have slept in our project center.
Teams compete in a bunch of categories: acceleration, cornering, even a mock pitch to investors for their design. But most of them are hoping to win the crown jewel for hybrid racers, the endurance event. In that race, each car gets a set amount of energy at the beginning. So if a car has more batteries, it gets less gas, and vice versa. The goal is to finish the race as fast as possible without running out of gas. But
if they finish with a lot of fuel left in their tank, then they've wasted it because they could have used it to go a little bit faster.
Doug Frazier is a professor at Dartmouth and the organizer of the races. He says 2 years ago, an Italian team won the competition after carefully recalibrating their machine to American gas.
The Italian team, when they came in from the end of the endurance event, there wasn't a thimble full of fuel left in their tank.
Before the cars can race, they're evaluated top to bottom by officials and design judges. They test the chassis and electrical system for safety.
The other thing is that the lap belt must have...
They test the noise level of the cars. And they use a hydraulic jig to tip each car on its side and make sure it won't flip too easily. But the judges, most of whom are provided by car makers, are there for another reason, too.
They'll look at a car with a student standing there, and they may see something interesting on the car, and they'll sort of ask, well, who designed that? And then they'll ask the student why they did something this way or instead of maybe doing it that way. And it's really not unusual at the end of that discussion to see the judge head that get a business card saying, give me a call.
This competition is flush with these recruiters.
Now, are you interested in moving to Michigan?
Karen Garby is with Ford and is looking over the resumes of a couple of seniors.
Product development itself is hiring at least 100 newly graduated engineers each year. And the hybrid group has taken a big chunk of them. So, and since you guys have this experience here, you're high on our list.
There are tables from Ford, Chevy, GM, and Toyota set up where career counselors go over student resumes and talk about what it's like to work for a big auto company. For car makers, you couldn't ask for a better incubator of talent. For the students, you couldn't get a better opportunity. Ira Goldberg from the University of Michigan team got a job with Ford right out of school.
Yeah, I actually just graduated yesterday. I started work 2 weeks ago. I'm actually taking my third week off to go to this competition.
The competition finishes up on Thursday, when the judges crown an overall winner after five events. But the real winners are the ones who, like Goldberg now, will be settling in at their new jobs in a few months' time. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.